Geelong Port Adelaide game last week, that was played consistently around the boundary. There was more stoppages in that game than I reckon most other games. So I was out on the fools as well. It was played around the boundary. So
yep.
You've got your interchanges, whatever you've got at 120, 110 or whatever it is at the moment, 120, and you still got that. I reckon if you go down to 80, you'll see more of that. Teams and coaches will find ways to take time off the clock, and my worry is that it'll spoil the game as an aesthetic value. That'll be more stoppages, chip backwards, go slow, take time off the clock, then we'll go quick for 10 minutes. That's my concern. I don't know if it'll go that way, but that's certainly my worry.
Rodney Eade was our special guest last night in the Coach's Box. You'll hear that full interview at sen.com.au. We don't have time to discuss what he was talking about. We did promise, though, for the teams that have the bye this weekend, we'd give a quick mark out of 10, a quick comment as we did with the other teams last week before we get into our Saturday spotlight this week. And let's start with Collingwood. Kingy, out of 10, and a quick comment on the Pies.
Out of 10, they've surprised me how well they've gone, and Nathan's done a fantastic job. They're 7.5 out of 10 for me.
Robbo, any argument with that?
No, I was going to say 8 on the expectations. I don't know of anyone in the media, that is, who put Collingwood in their 8.
Yep.
Now, for Collingwood to be where they are at the moment, I'll go 8. Oh, yeah, 8 out of 10. I think they've beaten expectation. And they're playing pretty solid football. And they're building. I reckon if you're a Collingwood fan, you're thinking, you know what? I reckon we've got a pretty good group for the next 5 years.
Yeah, next 5 years. I'm a 7 out of 10, just ever so slightly less, because they've shown that they can beat good teams. And they've dropped a couple of games to teams which you would think that they should have, given that form line, should have beaten. Their worry is always...
So who was that? Geelong and Adelaide?
Yeah, Adelaide would concern me. But you can drop one or two along the way. Yep. It's just, I really... Yeah, fantastic so far. I'd really reserve my judgment for rounds 12 to 18. Yep. That's going to be tough on some of these young kids they got through. I reckon if you want to take shares in a team to make it to, and let's say top three, if we've got a big three now and there's challenges for the fourth spot, if you want to say a team to be the top three by September 2016, Collingwood is in real good shape to be one of those three.
No right. doubt.
Out of 10, this would be a bit harsher, I think. Essendon.
Oof. Three. Four for me.
Three.
They started off well. They've had a heap of adversity. Beating Hawthorn showed that they could match it with the best. And that game was extraordinary. It was just a wonderful competition. So I'm not going to mark them down super, super hard. We know what they've gone through. They got some holes, though. They've got a few issues in their personnel makeup.
Yes, they have. And it's interesting whether you put that down to talent or that mental fatigue. It's funny, we had this discussion the other night with David. We'll probably bring it up again right now. I don't know if anyone knows whether James Hird's a good coach or not. I think in his first year, he had him at round 17. They were 14-3 and in second spot. And everyone was thinking, gee, you know, young coach, superstar player. He's got the metal and the leadership and the communication skills to be a good coach. From that moment onwards, it's been hell. And you say, Dermot, well, you know what they've been through, we know. I don't think anyone knows, except the players and the insiders at Essendon, how difficult it's been. So it's all about performance on the weekend. So I still give them a 3.
What have they done right? What have they done well? I can't even give them a 3. I mean, where have they...
Well, they beat Hawthorn and they nearly beat Sydney. I suppose they're the only two things you could say.
Yeah, the Sydney performance was, you know, full of merit. The Hawthorn performance was a little bit fluky and the game goes one more second, they lose that one. Mm. And Hawthorn had them on the rack that night and let it slip. Look, I just think...
But nonetheless, they beat the reigning Premier two games into the season when Hawthorn had no ills.
I don't judge them the same as you guys. I'm really disappointed in them. I think that their list is a lot better than the way they're performing. I think their plan's a mess. I know psychologically there's problems, but this is ground zero again. They don't have the youth coming through the other clubs have got. They're not playing debutants. They play one debutant all year.
Yeah, that's
this
true.
Will be a year, this will just be a total waste this year. They will learn nothing about their list, and they will not have advanced in terms of the way they play.
They'll learn a lot about their list. They'll learn that they have to make changes.
Can I throw that to you two, as well?
No, you can't.
Please.
We're running out of time.
Freeman
out of 10.
Fremantle out of 10. I'll go 9 3/4.
Gold Coast.
Gold Coast. Oh, 2.
Yeah, I'm with a 2.
No, I'm higher than that. 4. You can't play 40 players and think you're going to be competitive because they're injury list. And I mean, you can take the hard coach stance and say, "Oh, don't use coaches as injuries as an excuse." They have been obliterated by injuries.
St Kilda. No,
4 though.
St Kilda.
I would give St Kilda a 6, 6.5, maybe. Yeah, 6.5.
You'd have to give them 10, wouldn't you, Kingy?
On what I expected this year, absolutely. No, they've been fantastic. I didn't think they'd win a game this year, given their list and how young they are. So they've been fantastic. They're a 9 for me. They're probably my, biggest surprise for me, best result.
We've got a column in the Herald Sun tomorrow, the Sunday Herald Sun. And the person who's nominated Alan Richardson as the coach of the year to date.
Yep. 5 out of 10 for me. I don't think they've got some new inclusions.
5 out of 10.
They've got some new inclusions.
You get Scotty Waters related this.
They've got some new inclusions, but if you look through that list, it is not as desperately young as people think.
Did you go out all night, Dermot? Have you been out all night?
Robbo, I'm the one who turns up clean shaven and not smelling of Bundy and Coke.
Sydney out of 10, boys, before we get a rabble.
I know you're joking because you know I don't drink Bundy and Coke.
You are going.
Sydney, 7 for me. Just a muddling sort of 7.
You bugs are so hard, aren't you? I've got an 8.
I'll go 8 for Sydney.
What do you mean? What are you talking about?
Righto, Saturday Spotlight. We might make that for the Savoy.
Was that the crunch?
That was the end. We did some crunch earlier. We did a bit of crunch there. We've got to do the Saturday. We're nearly out of time.
You don't want me to throw you that question about Essendon?
Yes, go on.
You've got a little bit of time now.
No, we don't.
Because they've been so
loyal. Do you understand?
Because they've been so loyal, those players, are they now showing them loyalty back at the selection table, and that's why they've only introduced one player?
That's going to change, Dermot. It has changed.
All right, I'm glad we spent time on
that. He doesn't like, does he?
He doesn't like Essendon, he never has.
I hate him.
For the Savoy Tavern, because we didn't mention them earlier, but we love their ads.
Gaffer!
Let's look at the whiz.
What is the Saturday Spotlight?
The Saturday Spotlight, we've got about 5 minutes for it. It's Hawthorn, and has Alistair Clarkson done it again, Kingy?
He has. He's changed the way they're playing. They're a pressing team now. Last year, they were a counterpunch sensation. I'm not sure whether he's going to do it for 6, 8 weeks and then maybe change back.
He just does it just to have a look.
He does it to have a look, to learn about his players. Maybe he does it to conserve some energy for this playing group throughout the season. But you look at their points for are still really strong, still best in the comp. They've improved 9 points defensively.
Yeah, points against, they're still good.
They're fourth in the comp and improved 9 points. That's 8 points, sorry. It's a huge jump. And I think that...
At that end of the ladder it is.
Yeah, and that's going to make a big difference for them. Time in forward half is...
Can it sustain itself in finals footy against the teams at the sharp end of the season with their foot pace for those end-of-the-line plays if they're pressed up and it turns into a foot race back to the opposition goal square?
Not sure. But what it has done is changed their ability to lock the ball in their forward half. They're averaging 17 inside 50s more than their opponent because of those repeat inside 50s. It's probably hurt Bruce and Gunston a little bit.
Exactly.
I don't think they're having the years that they want because of this different mode.
Because there's no space for them to work their man around in. They're looking at it, it's like being in a forest.
Gunston's just not getting those big lead marks that he got last year.
It doesn't look right, Gunston. He looks like he's carrying a shoulder or
something. Why
are they doing it, Kingy? Why do you think Alistair's doing it, given that they are renowned, beautiful ball users, and they have the multiple options in the forward line. So all the reasons you're saying that the likes of Gunston and Bruce, to perhaps a lesser extent, might be struggling, aren't they... it makes an interesting decision to go down this path.
There's a couple of reasons. I'm not sure the exact answer. One is, I think he's looking at the Fremantle model and saying, well, you know what? I think we're a better list than them. I think if we played their game, could we do it better than them? That's one angle that I wrestle with. And the other one is, I just want to change. I want to see something different for a block of the year. I want to excite the group. I want to give them another brand to have some fun with and see where it takes us.
Can I throw another one up? He might have thought, like everyone thought, Port Adelaide's going with a team to beat this year. And way to stop Port Adelaide is to stop them running from the half-back line.
Yep.
Thinking maybe, he said, let's push up, let's close their space so they don't get through. Because if they do get through...
It's dangerous for one
Well,
team.
It is dangerous, but we all thought Port Adelaide were going to be very good. I want to say one thing about Alistair Clarkson, Doom. I grew up as a kid and I heard about Norm Smith and I read about Norm Smith and I thought, this guy must have been some sort of god, the way the history books spoke about him. And as I got older and spoke to Ron Barassi about him, and I realised, yes, his influence over people and his influence over the game. I reckon Alistair Clarkson is the modern-day Norm Smith. I think he's changed the game.
Immortal.
He's changed the game a couple of times.
Well, Jeff, he's in rarefied air.
There's no doubt he's got three since 2008 to 2015. That's three in what, 7-8 years.
And the people that he's worked under him are already coaching everywhere, aren't they?
That's got to be taken into consideration when you consider... Now, Norm Smith was considered a great teacher of the game to his boys. He was, you know, this person who espoused football as a life path. And Alistair Clarkson has shown with his underlings, his assistants who have gone on, that Clarkson's got an amazing ability to deal with people and promote people.
It's about relationships, Robert.
And delegate to people and have relationships. And he's won premierships. And he had the best player. This is the best thing. He had probably the best player in the league in Lance Franklin, who went to an opposition team who they played in on grand final day. Mm. And they took him and they wiped the floor with them. I mean, that's just
and
incredible
he was good.
Coaching. Yeah, it was incredible coaching. It started even 2 years before that. He's that good, Alistair Clarkson.
Well, that's a good summation, and we are out of time, so let's go at tips for today. That was one of the shortest spotlights of the year.
Yes, very brief. More like a torch, that one.
Carlton and Port Adelaide. Does anyone give Carlton a genuine chance of winning?
Yes,
I do.
Yep.
They bring the same heat and intensity that they did against Adelaide with just a couple of less errors.
Port Adelaide.
That was against Adelaide. No, yeah. Against Adelaide here. I actually think they might scare them a bit.
I think it's more about how bad Port Adelaide are at the moment than how good Carlton are.
I don't think Port Adelaide can stay the same. They either get worse and Carlton will roll them.
Well, they
or
change.
Paddle. They are paddling. Port Adelaide actually win by 39 or more.
Do they have to change the way they're playing? Does Ken Hinckley actually say, guys... This Paddle isn't away. Working anymore. Yep. I've got to come up with a new plan.
He's going faster today.
Faster?
He's going faster today. This will be the fastest game of the year today.
Wow. He's a stubborn bastard, isn't he?
He just won't give up.
Clarkson makes changes just for the hell of it to see how his team's going. And Ken Hinckley stays with the same brand of football.
Bang. Hariba, Hariba. Away we go.
Giants and Kangaroos, the Giants' season ruined by their injuries, boys. Do you think they've
still got some personnel out there which can do some damage. And big, that is something to be wary of. But
Big margin today, Doom, isn't it?
Yeah, you would think so if they get the lion's share out of the middle. But that goes for everybody. I mean, it's an undermanned back line. But in the middle of the ground, apart from Mumford, who is the driver, what's underneath is every bit as good, if not better, than what North Melbourne are putting out there.
Teams have been able to, I know not win, but Gold Coast and Brisbane did it to GWS, make it an ugly sort of game. Do you think that they might go down that path?
Well, that's a great question, because now they'll say, right, no Mumford, no two key backs in Davis and Patful. Do we just want to play it free on our terms and get it in there so we can wipe the floor with them? And if it does play into a free game, you'll see Treloar, Shield, Ward, Devon Smith. They'll break out of the half back line, and that pace is something that North Melbourne's Zeeble, Cunnington, Swallow, who are all good players, really good players, but they won't run them down. I'm still going for North Melbourne, but it's not something where you can just turn up and say, right, forget all the processes, they're injured, we wipe the floor with them. It's not going to be like that.
You didn't even mention Griffin. Griffin's got to pull his finger out.
Yeah, I saw you wrote that about him.
He has to, mate. Now he has to. The leadership from Ryan Griffin is really important. And Derm, I don't know if this is true or not. I spoke to someone at GWS during the week and they said, you know what? Ryan Griffin made his name roving to the opposition ruckman for a half a decade at the Western Bulldogs. We're going to need him to do the same.
And speaking of the Dogs, they play the Lions tonight. Anyone see the Lions challenging the Bulldogs at all?
Nope.
Not on the fastest deck in Australia. And the fastest team in Australia is playing there.
Well, they could, still got the challenge ahead of them, the Dogs. They could still make the eight with the draw they've got, so it's an important victory
Jason
for them.
Jason Johannesson's playing, Derm.
Ah, good. I like that kid.
We love him.
Mm. All right, Robbo and Kingy, thanks for your time today, boys. Have a good one.
Nothing about tomorrow. Cats and the D's, or we don't cover that?
Well, that's tomorrow. It's to worry about tomorrow, Derm.
All right, cats anyway.
Okay. That's it for Crunch Time. With thanks to Ringwood Mazda.
Why are you angry?
Not angry. I'm just trying to finish, Derm.
No means no.
Thank you, Dermot, for your time today. It's been terrific.
But I've got this theory about Essendon.
42 demos have arrived at Ringwood Mazda. Get out there and check them all out. Thanks for being with us today. The footy is next. The Blues and Port Adelaide.